Monday, uh-huh. one day. Tuesday, 2 day. Wednesday, when? Huh? What day? Thursday!
She said it because of his wet blanket energy.
Unhinged!
All right, guys, it is interview Thursday, and you won't believe who we have. I am so pumped. So I'm going to tease it a little bit. She's a New York Times bestselling author, TV personality, podcast host, former bachelorette, former contestant on Colton's season, winner of Dancing with the Stars, winner of Special Forces, and also the new author, and also the author of the new book, Mistakes We Never Made, Hannah Brown. The Beast.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on She's All Batch. Your resume is like a CVS receipt. I love it.
Oh my gosh. That's so, so kind. Yeah, I've got to do a lot of cool things. I'm very thankful for that and excited about this new adventure with the new book, Mistakes We Never Made, coming out. This is like a dream come true. So very, very thankful from my start on Colton season and never thought my life would have this trajectory, but like I said, just super grateful.
Yeah.
It's been amazing what you've been able to accomplish. Yeah. I went to your Dancing with the Stars tour.
Oh, cool.
My husband got me tickets because you were in it and you were just phenomenal. So
that was my only
adore you.
That was
the New York.
Stop. I was going to do a whole extra week like in LA, but then of course COVID happened and that was all canceled. So that was my only tour stop and it was so awesome. It was just incredible to be able to dance. I never thought I would be dancing at Radio City Music Hall. That was definitely wow, I can't believe this is happening. So it was fun. I love that you were there.
No, it was so good. But we want to hear about your book. Your book comes out May 7th. You are already an author. We both own God Bless This Mess. How is this different and what made you want to continue like the writing process?
Yeah. I mean, look, I never thought people would actually care about writing like a book. I would have that. First of all, have the opportunity to write a book about my life. People would actually care to read about my life. That was not in my cards. I didn't think, but like I said, thank you, Bachelor. But I always loved reading, writing growing up. And I always had like one of those far off dreams of being able to write some type of like fiction someday. So this is truly like a dream come true that I could have dreamt up. And I'm just so excited to be able to share this with you guys. Obviously, romance is something that people have really been like rooting for in my life, been a part of. So it made sense for me to work on a project in like, that was like a romance fiction novel. And I love reading those too, but I wanted it to be like fun, fast, and like an epic adventure. And I'm just really proud of what I've been able to create with the team that I've been able to do this with, because I'm not a full-time author. I like to write and I feel like that's something that I've always been passionate about and enjoyed and did well in, but I could have not had this book done without having my co-author Emily Larrabee help just get all the thoughts and the ideas I have to actually make sense on the page and really just help make sure that all those details that I wanted in there got into the book in a really succinct way for people to enjoy. I think if I wrote this book by myself, we would be waiting like 10 more years. So thankful for all the help. And like I said, just super pumped for you guys to read it.
Yeah, we're super excited to read it. You touched a little bit on the fact that, you know, people have been invested in your love journey now for a couple of years since you first were on our TV during Colton season. But I wanted to ask you a little bit about your journey to becoming the Bachelorette and when you found out that you were going to be the Bachelorette and what those conversations were like leading up to that moment.
Yeah. I was a purist, I feel like, going on The Bachelor. I really thought, oh my gosh, maybe this is how I'm going to find love. Like, truly. I wasn't really an avid watcher of the show. Like, I had maybe seen like 3 or 4 episodes. Like, it wasn't really my thing. I was randomly nominated for it and I just went on it. And then like as I was on the season, I felt like people really got to go on a journey of me actually like understanding more about myself and really leaning into like who I am, which is just kind of a weirdo in some way, but also there's like an inner strength and like resilience that I had that will sometimes come out. And fumbling over all my words, like I was able to just completely be that. And I really enjoyed that part of the process as a contestant. Being a contestant, I will always say, is so fun. Like it was the best time. And I think I really did believe and felt like, okay, I think you can like find somebody here, because all you're doing is focusing on one person, at least when you're a contestant. Mm-hmm. And I think the producers were like, this girl is perfect. She is so like, has no clue what she's saying, that this is actually being filmed on TV. Does she know? It's like, I just didn't care. So I definitely felt like the producers like liked me. I remember I didn't even know what an actual producer was. Like I remember I would talk to executive producers all the time, but I didn't know what executive producer meant. Like I didn't know that it was weird that they were always in my interviews compared to other girls. And I could feel that friction of like, I was just like, oh yeah, I want, you know, the two big producers, I would, you know, say, I want them to ask me the questions, and they would.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand everything. And yeah, the first conversation really about it was right when Colton sent me home, like right after. They were like, well, it's okay. Like, you can just be our bachelorette. And I was like, mm-hmm. I don't want it. Like, I'm upset right now. Like, I'm not even thinking that way. Like, F y'all. I was really upset about it. Yeah. And then I also knew, I thought a lot of the other girls were really great. And I'm like, I still had that, like, I wouldn't pick me type feeling. But those conversations just kept going. As the show was airing, I feel like I was the one they were like wondering how the viewers were going to take me. Yeah. Now that I'm like, I'm out of it, I can kind of look back and be like, I think they were wanting to see how people responded to me. And like at the first, it wasn't as great. I had like diehards and then people who like really didn't like me. I remember there was one episode, like I didn't get out of my pajamas for like 3 days because I was just, this is awful. I had never like had those type of things said to me or about me, or, you know, it was tough. And I was just like, I do not want to do this. But then like, as the show progressed, they would call me about every episode and be like, okay, you have a lot of time during this episode. They're going to say this, this, and that about you. And they kept trying to reassure me that like, in the end, like, basically saying I got a great edit. And I was like, I don't know. Are we watching the same thing? Because I feel like I'm the actual weirdo, crazy person. And people also, I roared, you know, like that's just.
No, me. But like, you know, that's a breath of fresh roar. Air. And like, did they make you roar?
Yes. I mean, I thought one of the executive producers was there, and we were like, we were setting up for me to have a conversation with one of the other girls about some drama that was happening. And we were just talking and like being silly with each other. Like that was not a part of the conversation that actually happened, but he was getting me to roar back and forth with him. And so I did. I thought it was hilarious. And
wait, it was not Heather that you were saying? It was like a producer you were
roaring
with?
I wasn't roaring with Heather, but she was there. Like she was like there, but I wasn't like,
wait, because in the show it shows like, because I remember you said like there's a beautiful beast that's inside of me, and then it like cuts to you roaring, but like you're just sitting with Heather on the couch, so like it makes a lot more sense to know that maybe someone was saying like, Hannah, can you roar for us?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, okay. They weren't saying, will you roar for us? We were like, I truly was just fully myself. So if somebody is, you know, we're like shooting the shit together and talking and being stupid and weird, I was just growling back. He growled at me. I growled back. I don't know. Maybe that is weird that I growled back, but we were just being funny.
Yeah.
When I saw the way that it was edited, I was like, oh my gosh, I look like an actual psychopath. But, you know, I do probably ride the line sometimes. But yeah, it was things like that. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to become something that people are really going to be like rooting for me in. And yeah, I still, like, even when I left, and I felt like people like really started to get behind me when I was on Colton's season and he sent me home. Like, now that I think about that, and Colton's been on my podcast Better Tomorrow, and we've talked before, like, he didn't want me to have that date. Like, I wasn't that last date getting to meet his parents. So that was a big deal. And his parents, like, he even told me, like, he's like, you nailed it with the parents. But like, I had other people that I was more interested in. He was really upset about them kind of forcing it to be me, to be the person on the date. But I think they did that because maybe they thought, okay, maybe she could be the bachelor. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. And then I kind of got to have that time. So I think throughout the season, there was maybe a thought of, okay, she could be potentially somebody that we would want. But the whole process, like, I can't remember. I think they flew me out there to LA to meet with, I did the whole meetings with, oh my gosh, why can I think, like, the ABC team and the Warner Brothers team. And then of course, like, the Bachelor, Mike Fleiss, all those types of people. So I did all that, but I knew there was multiple girls that doing that too. It wasn't until even, I think it was Women Tell All. I know I got dressed. They like dressed me for it. And I think that's always like a sign of, I had $70 in my bank account. I was not able to afford the dress I was wearing, but I did get dressed. But I think there was another girl that also was dressed by the show.
Interesting. Would you be able to share who or no?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think Kaylin was
okay.
Dressed
so it was between you. Do you think it was between you two guys? Like,
I don't know. I would say like Tayshia and Hannah G. Mm. I would think.
Yeah.
I don't know everything. But they weren't on that show. But I know we were dressed. So like, and we both got a hot seat or whatever to talk. And
the irony.
Yeah. Which, you know. Interesting. And even after that, I like asked them, like, so how did I do? And they were like, I don't know. And I was like, actually, he gave me the producer's like, it was like an 8 out of 10 or something.
What?
And I was
I
like,
10. You nailed like, it.
I don't know. Like, what did you want me to do? Cry? Like, I'm not going to cry. Like, the way I left is how I felt. I don't, if somebody doesn't choose me, like, I don't want to be with them. And I'm happy for him. But anyway, I remember like, okay, maybe I didn't get it. And then I didn't really hear much back. And then they told me that they were going to a few different people's houses to like do some B-roll because they don't know exactly who it was going to be. So I knew they were coming to Alabama to shoot some B-roll, but that's when I got the call. Like, everything everybody saw on my season, like, that is how I found out. Like, I just thought they were there to get some B-roll and they were going to like Hannah G's and to Kaylin doing it for everyone. And I did, I really wanted it. Cause like I said, I felt like from the first time on Colton season, like, I think this could maybe work for me. And I feel like I'm finally like figuring out my own voice and who I am. And I want to continue figuring that out for myself and stepping into this, and maybe this is the way. And so, yeah, I got the call from Chris Harrison it was just so funny. Like, we were in my room and one of the producers were there. I was like, hey, let's go out here. And I was like, okay. Like, they needed me out there so they could like have the cameras like come in the house and see me. But there was like little funny things I just didn't pick up on. And yeah, then Chris Harrison called me. I found out and I was just shocked, but so excited. But then I think immediately started being like, oh gosh, people are going to be disappointed. It's me. And that is where I think, when I look back on me being so young and in that position, like, I didn't really have the I was growing in my confidence, but there was still a lot. Like, I was like a baby deer trying to find my footing. And that was, I hate that that was like one of the first thoughts I had was, oh gosh, people are going to be upset it's me, because I wasn't like a normal bachelorette and I wasn't the typical, like in the top four at that time. I don't think anybody had not been like at least at hometowns being picked as the bachelorette. So I'm like, people aren't going to expect me. And I am kind of weird. And what's going to happen? And so
that made it so much better. Like that made it so much better. I was so pumped. I thought for once they made like, they nailed it. And like you said, you weren't like a typical bachelorette, but you were the goat. Like, I feel like people still bring up your season. And I don't know if you're keeping up with the current, with like the whole Maria debacle and how everyone wanted Maria to be the bachelorette. People are like, Maria would have been a Hannah Brown. And that's like such a compliment to you, because like people want that authenticity on their screens and not people that'll fake cry on camera because they think that's what they're supposed to do to get the bachelorette edit.
Totally. Yeah. I watched this season and I loved it. I thought Joey's like, he was great, but also just like the girls were, I feel like this is the best group of girls of like personalities and just the dynamic. And of course, Maria was so fun to watch. Like,
I
saw, I guess I could see where like there'd be ways that she would like stumble over her words or say things maybe she shouldn't. And I was like, oh, like I definitely see the similarity. I think we're definitely different in a lot of ways, but it is cool to see like now as a viewer, like what's so, why that is so refreshing.
You became the bachelorette, and then following your season, obviously Peter was selected to be the bachelor and you showed up on that season as well. Which still to this day, me and Stephanie still talk about it. I think was one of the most like best raw, authentic, like one of the best reality TV moments in our opinion, seeing you guys have that conversation backstage on the date, just because it felt so real and you could really tell as the viewer that the emotions were so real. Obviously we saw on the show that he had asked you to come back potentially. Was there a part of you that wanted to say yes? Or like, if you weren't filming Dancing with the Stars, do you think that season would have gone very differently? Cause I know you were kind of in a conflicted position there where you were already committed to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. I mean, that was so, that time of my life was such a whirlwind just in general. Hold on. I need to get him out because he's squeaking a ball back here and it's going to
Oh, we don't hear it, but okay. Yeah.
You know, he was just starting and
should leave this in for our Patreon subscribers that watch this. But also, I thought you were saying, I need to get him out. Like, Peter's here. I need to go get him. I'm like, what is happening?
Oh my gosh.
No, sorry.
She's a happily engaged woman, guys. Don't worry.
My fiance was helping me get my dog out.
Oh, perfect.
Not Peter Weber.
Yes.
But yeah. Going back to that, that time in my life was such a whirlwind, and I've gone straight from the show, like had like, my heart was like actually stumped on the ground, like inside the pavement. It was bad. And I was just so confused by everything that just happened in my life. And I wouldn't say that I was like super pumped to be going back so soon to that space to be able to see. I think I had a lot of mixed emotions about just everything that happened on my season, and I was so excited for Peter, but there was definitely like emotions there, and it was definitely a raw experience everybody got to see. But ultimately, no, I didn't want to go back on a season. I wouldn't do that. First of all, I'm not going back to being with a bunch of girls in that type of setting. I'm not doing that. I already know what the other side's like. I was used to the first class at that point. I'm not going back to sleeping on bunk beds with other girls. So that's just not happening. And I had to remind, like, there was part of me that like remind myself there was a reason it didn't work the first time. But that didn't mean that there weren't emotions still there and care there. And when you're putting, everything is just different. When you're putting that situation, there's going to be in those extreme situations and conversations, like a lot comes up. And I think that would be for anyone. That was a rough day. That was also my birthday. And that was not my favorite one, I'll say. It was a lot. I was not mentally well at this point. which made for great TV, but as a person, it was a tough season of my life for sure.
Yeah.
But
And he
also
wasn't
one of those seasons that was like the coolest too. Like I was getting to do really cool things. And so there's, when I think back on it, it's sometimes hard. So I'm like, I never want to seem ungrateful because I got like really cool experiences, but just when I think back to who I was as a human right there, I don't think I could fully experience it the way that I wish I could because of just some of the things that had happened previously.
Totally.
Yeah.
You
That
went
makes
through a lot
sense.
in a very short period of time in front of the world. So, like, what do people expect? But Peter wasn't the only ex that you have reunited with. You are reuniting with Tyler for his upcoming show, Coming Home with Tyler Cameron. What's your relationship with him today? Clearly on good terms if you're making an appearance.
Yeah, I'm super excited for Tyler and the show. I think it's great. And I don't know if many people know this. I've talked about it before, but my past before reality TV was I was working at an interior design place. I was interior decorating for other people. So when I got the call to be a part of the show, I was like, oh, this could be fun. I could kind of go back to doing something that I am actually passionate about and be able to showcase that. And it was a really great time. And yeah, I really enjoyed it and really excited for people to see the show. I think it's great and really proud of him and excited for him. Yeah.
Oh, and we're excited to see you guys unite on our screens again. You are happily engaged now, though. Like he just took the dog out of the way
Yeah.
before. If he had come out of the limo on your season, do you think you would have chosen him?
He would have not gone on that show. He would have not done it. I don't know if I don't think, first of all, he just wouldn't have done it. He'd be like, what is this? I'm not doing this. I don't know because I think I would be very attracted to him. I think we'd have like great conversation. But I was 24. I don't know what I feel like now I would have done things so differently than I did back then. I've been done a lot of therapy, but we have a great therapist that I work with and Adam and I work with together. Been a lot of like kind of like premarital counseling, but like supercharged. And she's kind of talked to me about my experience on the back as the Bachelorette. And one thing I think I realize is they're in the state that I was in, some of the guys that I probably went for was because of the way that I viewed myself. And I think if I went back as if I was like the Bachelorette now, if that was my situation, I view myself in a different way. And I'm not on baby deer legs. I have a little bit more of like ownership of who I am and what I believe my worth is. And I think there was a time that I was like, oh my gosh, there's no way you can really find the bitterness of like none of those guys were actually there for me, blah, 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 blah. And that's not true. I think there probably were some guys there that were excited that I could have actually really created a connection with if I had some of the tools that I have now. So I don't know, just all that to say, I don't even know at that point if I could have even been ready for a guy like Adam.
That makes sense.
In general, like I think I was really more just trying to discover myself in that and really genuinely wanted love, but there was still, like I said, I keep saying the baby deer leg thing, but I don't know, that's the best way I can describe it of like, I was still coming into my own, and that's a really tough place to come into your own because it's really easy to be knocked down and to second guess and to doubt and all that can really interfere. So I think that you could, if you have the tools, like you can't, you could, if I now, or I you can find somebody that's awesome and somebody awesome. There's probably a lot of awesome guys there. Maybe not Adam awesome, but I don't know if that's why it probably didn't work out for me. I don't know if I made any
No,
sense.
that did make sense.
Super
Totally.
insightful too, though. Also, like I didn't realize you were 24. That's for like a 24-year-old to make this like lifelong commitment to a guy she met how many weeks ago. It just really is a crazy concept.
It is.
You know,
it's so weird. Like I'm watching, like I said, I really watched this season. I'm so excited for Joey and Kelsey, and they seem like so in love and giddy. But even when I like listen to them talk, I'm like, oh gosh, like I remember what that felt like to like, you made this commitment that you got engaged to somebody, but you did not know them at all. And I think you try to almost convince yourself that what you did was right. And not that it wasn't, not that it was wrong, but you still don't know them. And it's kind of like some of the conversations they're having. I remember like me and Adam been together 4 years. We still don't know what we're going to name our, we've talked about naming our kid, but like, it's just funny. Like they've like started talking all these things, but I get it because you're like, what did I just do? I really like this person. I really think I love this person, but that's a lot to handle and to be like thrown into. And then you have to like really get to know each other with a lot of eyes on you. And at 24 years old and from a little small town and my first like thrust into anything bigger than Alabama football, it was a lot. And, yeah, I think I made, like I always say, I made great TV, but as far as like me building a relationship, it was pretty tough for me to do, so naively.
Yeah. No, it's like so interesting to hear. Like it's so obvious to me that you've like done like so much like work on yourself in therapy. And like, we love therapy. We talk about it all the time on the podcast and are big advocates for it. And so it's just, it really is great to see how much you've like, I don't know, grown and come into your own. And like, it's been cool.
In front of our
like,
very eyes.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's weird because it's like, obviously we don't know you, but like we've watched this journey with you for like a couple of years and now finally getting to chat and hear you be just so self-aware and so insightful. It's just like really cool to see. So
yeah, like don't get me wrong. There were some guys that I don't think they were really ready for the process, but to be able mm-hmm. to like be like, oh, there are some things that might've gone so much differently had I been as aware as I am now of
yeah.
I sometimes sabotage myself, sabotage relationships, don't think enough of myself. I think there were moments that you could see me, like I said, like I was starting to believe in my confidence and people love to see those moments, but internally the dialogue that I was having didn't really set me up to be able to like really have a relationship out of that. And I don't think it was supposed to, because now I'm with like the most incredible man and I'm so thankful and happy. But I am proud of myself that I can look back now and be like, oh, like that wasn't all just horrible. Like nobody was trying to like hurt me intentionally. I don't think it was just, I was really young. It's a really hard situation to be in. Just the odds are not great. And I got to learn a lot about myself. And it really took me on this journey of becoming more self-aware, growth-minded that I might not have been if I hadn't gone through some of these experiences. So I'm really glad that I have now got to this place where I can really shift the way that I think of it. And it can be in a way of gratitude, but also like, going back to that girl that was 24 and having so much grace for her, for what she was going through, how she thought of herself. And now I can start changing that and correcting that. And
no, that's cool. So inspiring to hear. Will any Bachelor alumni be invited to your wedding with Adam?
Oh my gosh. We have just started the list actually like 2 days ago. We took a lot of time. Like I said, I really wanted us to plan for a marriage, not just be planning for a wedding. Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest, we've just now started really working in my therapy about all the crap that happened during that time of my life. We were working on all the stuff, childhood stuff. And we're really getting into like, where did some of these beliefs about myself come from? How am I showing up in relationships? How am I hurting myself in relationships? And how can I like really be the best partner in a marriage? Where are my fears coming from? Because that first engagement didn't go well. And It did, like, there was something that, like, scared, like, I got a little scared for a second, and really had to, like, deep dive of why. And we have just loved the season of our life and our relationship of being able to, like, just grow into this commitment that we've made with each other. I feel like Adam and I are, like, more committed than some people even, like, in marriage are to, like, really working on our relationship, being, like, just the best partner that we can be. So that was, like, the thing that we focus on the most. But now we've started, like, we just met with our wedding planner in person this week and just started the wedding list. So as far as, like, who's going or not, I'm still working on that. But yeah, there'll definitely be some people from Bachelor. Yeah.
Since you win at everything that you do, but that's not even just my opinion. It's like a fact. We are obsessed with Traitors and they have a season 3. Would you ever go on that show? Because you'd be phenomenal at it.
I don't think I would be good at it.
No?
I'm the worst liar ever. Like,
you could be a faithful.
I was going to say, you could be a diehard show.
But you don't always have to lie.
You know, but they would make me the traitor somehow.
They would. They would.
Because it would be, and just set me up, and I would not win that show. Yeah, I mean, look, I love, I'm so thankful for the opportunities to get to have these, like, once in a lifetime experiences. And so I'm always down and open to that. So yeah, I mean, maybe I would do it. I don't know. I've only watched, like, an episode or two, just one episode. So yeah, we'll see. I like little challenge shows. So, our experience.
That's like the physical part. Like, obviously you would win those. And then you'll win the round table part. You would be good. I see it.
I feel like people are going to start getting fed up with me and I'll just always be the first one to go. Like, they're like, she's won stuff now. Like, she's out.
Well, they do that. This past season, they did it. Like, the first, it was like Johnny Bananas, who, like, has the challenge background from MTV. Yeah. He's won, like, a bunch of times and they voted him out. So you would have to play a game.
Here's the thing. When I've won things, it has been, like, kind of, I know people are like, oh, you can't play this card anymore. But, like, no, like, I've kind of just always been, like, the kind of odd, like, how did she win type person. Like, I haven't always just been the best. I just, like, stay the course somehow, like, stay resilient. I think there's probably some luck into how, like, I didn't get hurt on Special Forces or Dancing with the Stars too much, you know? So, I don't know. I don't think I'm actually... I have won the two competition shows I've done, but I don't want that to be the reason somebody counts me out, because I'm like, no, I'm actually not the most physically fit, like, really at all. I complain about running, doing anything at the gym, ask my trainer, he's like, can you stop complaining about everything and acting like you can't do something? And mentally, I'm in therapy, like, for 4 hours every week. We're not always there. So
yeah.
Yeah. And I'm a weirdo. So my conversation skills sometimes are just not the best either. So I don't know.
Would you go back to reality TV in general? Like, is there a show that if it came up, you would be, like, down?
Yeah. I mean, if something, like, made sense and I felt confident where I was in my life and it just aligned. Everything's about alignment at this point. Like, I'm not just going to do stuff to just do it. It has to really align with what am I wanting out of life right now? Is this going to help me get to, stay on the same path or get to a new path of something that will open another door for me? That's important. Or, like, to really just have another once in a lifetime experience that's going to expand my mind in some way and expand me as a person.
Yeah.
So if it aligns with any of that, then I'm totally down for it. I do think it's not hard. It's not the easiest thing for people to be themselves on camera. And I just, like, don't care. So I just am. And so that part doesn't bother me. It's just, like, what am I actually doing? And will that align?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I feel like you talk a lot about that on your podcast too. Can you plug for our listeners, like, where they can catch up with you on your podcast, Better Tomorrow, and everything else you have going on?
Yeah. So Better Tomorrow, you can get it wherever you listen to your podcast. And like I said, everything's about alignment these days. And for me, my podcast is really about like trying to get a little bit better every day. How can we be inspired by the people that are coming on, the conversations that we're having? How can we relate to other people and their stories? And, you know, in that 45 minutes, an hour that you listen, like, is that going to be an additive to your day? And, or is it going to kind of drain you? And I hope that every conversation I have is like an additive to your day that makes you inspired to try something different, to reach out to somebody, to encourage someone, to take a new step into a goal of yours. So it's great. It's fun. And I really enjoy just being able to talk to people, because I'm always like, I leave every conversation feeling like encouraged to be able to like be a better version of myself. And I'm really thankful I get to do that for a job.
Yeah.
I'm like going to go out after this interview and like go take on the world. I feel inspired by you.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. Can you tell us Mistakes We Never Made is coming out May 7th anywhere? Books are sold?
Yes. We got pre-order going on. I also announced my book tour yesterday. So if you're in any of those areas, I would love to come see you guys. Take a picture, sign your book, talk about, we'll have some in conversations on some of the dates where we talk all about the book. Comes out May 7th. You can pre-order it now. There's signed copies available. But all that's on my, Instagram, and there's like a link in bio to all that. So I think everybody will really love it, especially like Bachelor fans that love romance. There's definitely some, I don't know, like there's parts of me in it throughout, and, it's just a really fun, fast, epic read for people to enjoy with the summer beach read. It's perfect.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, we need copies like for this summer to just like lay out by the pool, read this book. I can't wait to read it.
Thank you again for your time. This has been so lovely to chat with you in person after following your journey for so long.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
And, thank you. Just thank you for your time.